Now for the morning cruise. Tips from Buddha.
Nah, not those kind of tips. These kind of tips.
It spills back to Hocking. Trapped to the ground that time by Hocking. Hocking towards half forward. Gary Hocking front. Left foot snap, a beauty.
Footy tips with the morning cruise footy expert and Cats legend, Buddha Hocking.
Look who's here. He's in the studio. Morning, Boots.
Morning, Bill. Good morning, Mark. How's things?
Yeah,
things
are great. Is it still drizzly outside?
Yeah, it's a little bit, rain's falling.
Drizzle. We love it.
Bazizzle.
The bazizzle.
It looks like it might be all right over the weekend. Possible showers tomorrow, 20 and sunny 21. So the ground shouldn't be too wet for any football. The roof will be open and
off we go.
We're on.
All righty. Should we get stuck into round 9? The Great Pies and the Dogs tonight.
Who are you going for, Mill?
I'm going for Collingwood because I'm sentimental and I probably shouldn't because they've got a lot of outs. They've had a bad week. The best player in the last couple of weeks is out with the flu, Ginnivan, so I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'm tipping them because I'm sentimental that way.
Awesome. I think the Pies as well. I mean, Bont is back for the Dogs and they've got a couple of other players back as well. But they've got two rucks out and they've got a young boy who is from Adelaide. He's in the ruck as well. But I think the Pies are going to be too strong. Degoe has to play in the midfield. He can't play forward if the Pies want to win. So Fly, get him through the midfield a little bit more, and then he'll sign, and then the Pies will win.
Beauty.
Saturday afternoon at the G, Hawthorn and the Mighty Tigers, who smacked Collingwood last week.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice, Mark. Look, very good ins for the Hawks, Wingard being one of those. Edwards is being managed. This new word, managed, Mark, like Mill.
Aren't they dropped?
Well, they're sore, but they're just being managed. Like managed. In our day, you played sore, you played with the arm hanging off, you played with no arms, no legs, you just, whatever, you just played, you know. But at the moment, they're getting managed. But I reckon they're building the Tigers. If they can stay in the eight, they're certainly going to challenge a lot of teams. And come the end of the year, you never know. But I'm going to tip Richmond.
Richmond, beautiful. All right, Port Adelaide and North Melbourne. Who do you like there?
Port.
Right, beautiful, one word.
We'll come back to the Saints and Cats and spend a bit of time on it at the end of our tips. Sydney Swans and Essendon tomorrow night in Sydney.
Yeah, need to be very careful, Sydney. They lost last week against Gold Coast on their home ground as well. So they did a smash and grab. The Gold Coast, I don't think that'll happen. Essendon were good last week, especially in the second half. They gave Hawthorn a little bit of a start, but they come home late. I still don't like Essendon consistency, so I'm tipping Sydney to get the job done.
Beautiful.
And one last game, Crows and Brizzy.
Yep.
Yeah, tipping Brisbane. Adelaide got 5 changes. Also, Rory O'Brien, if you're looking at tips, they won't have a ruck at all, so they've tipped out all their big guys. So I'll be tipping Brisbane there.
Buddha Hocking, former Cat great, with us doing some footy tips. Sunday, Gold Coast versus Frio. This is on the Gold Coast.
I was nearly going to say get the mower fueled up and check the oil and get out there, but this game's going to be okay, I think. It's one that I'm going to watch. Gold Coast last week beat the Swans up to Sydney, which is a great win. So be very, very careful, the Dockers. I sound like Alvin Fudd there. But Suns have some belief, Mark, and it doesn't take too much to sort of grab some of that belief and some of that momentum. But I love the Dockers. I love the way they're going. I love Longy. And I think they should be 8-1. Wowee, 8-1, the Dockers.
It's pretty good,
crazy,
isn't it?
It is crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
All righty, next up we've got Carlton and GWS.
I think both teams have got the blues at the moment. Millie Carlton got a lot of injuries. Mackay's out. I think Young is out as well with COVID. And also, just recently, as of yesterday, Leon Cameron has decided to put his hand up and say, no longer can I squeeze, or he has squeezed so much out of the lemon, there's no more juice left. So he is moving aside after this game. So, I mean, that's really sad in a way. You don't want to see a coach leave, Mark, or move on. But at least in that instance, he's put his hand up and said, I can't do any more. So I'm going to tip a little bit of an emotional aspect here, and I'm going to go for GWS.
You reckon they'll get up for their coach?
I think so, Millie.
Yeah, good, all right.
Righto, West Coast and Melbourne, just to wrap up the AFL.
This is the one that you were just talking about before, where you take the dog down to wherever you want to go. So take the dog for a walk. As long as you can, a couple of hours, Melbourne will destroy West Coast.
All right, let's circle back to the Cats game, as we always do. St Kilda and the Cats at Marvel on Saturday.
Best game of the round, Millie. And Stanley is back in the ruck, and the great man Joel Selwood is back. Bewes is out with concussion. The form guide is improving for the Cats. They had a pretty good win last week. I didn't tip them against the Giants, but they'll take a lot of confidence from that game. Higgins is the one, the ex-Richmond boy, that needs to be watched. He's been playing some really good football. And Bewes obviously out. So I think it'll fall on Atkins to get that job done. He's that guy that just provides the energy. You know, he's like when you open a bottle of soda water and the bubbles just go to the top. He's like that. You know, he's just very bubbly. I love watching him play, and I love watching him at Richmond. I think the Cats will be too good.
Buddha Hocking with some footy tips. We'll have a yak and a bit of a debrief on Monday.
So go Cats.